Here's a thought about the problem with white. Photography, of course, is light writing. And as such, of course, light is the most important component of everything we do in terms of creating our photographs. But it's also a bit of a problem because there are a lot of things in the world that are white. And if you apply light to something that's white, it literally disappears. You can't see it anymore because pure white is just a blank. Think of a white wall that has no texture. If it's totally white, it just is a blank space. And photographically, that's sort of odd. And so the real trick with white is that it has to have some texture, some tone, some detail, something in it, or it becomes a hole in the paper or a hole in the image. It's just a blank spot. White is, I think, the most difficult tone to absolutely get perfect. If it's too dark, it's gray and dull and dingy. If it's too bright, then it's white and it's a blank. It's, like I say, there's a hole in the image. Think of the overexposed disk of the sun in so many sunsets. It's not a thing. It's just a white nothing that has nothing in it. So that becomes the real challenge when we're photographing things that have white in them, is how do we walk that tightrope where we're not dingy and not too bright? And this is one of the reasons why I think the ETTR strategy can get you in trouble. Too many people think by jamming things all the way up to the white end of the spectrum in terms of exposure that ETTR idea will be able to save them because they'll be able to pull back some detail from the whites. But that's not always the case. If the whites are absolutely blasted and there's no detail, you're going to end up with this blank white hole in the middle of your photograph. So my strategy is ETTR, but not too much. That is to say, I gauge my exposure based on the ability to preserve detail and texture in a white so that it actually looks like it's something, not just a hole in the photographic paper.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.